And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The big budget question: will U.S. lawmakers pass a multi-billion dollar aid package for Ukraine and Israel, or will congressional skeptics block more spending? The U.S. Senate approved the bill, but its fate in the House of Representatives remains uncertain. While most of the money is military aid, the emergency funding bill does include about $10 billion in humanitarian assistance. Among other things, the bill includes about $5.6 billion to USAID to address humanitarian needs as a result of the conflict, and $13 million for USAID's Office of Inspector General to ensure US aid dollars are not being diverted to Hamas. Now, none of the funding can go to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Republicans have long been skeptical of this agency, and the U.S. government recently suspended funding pending an investigation into charges that employees participated in the October 7th Hamas massacre of 1,200 Israelis. Now, that agency has warned the UN Security Council that hunger in Gaza has deteriorated fast and it's at a catastrophic level. More than a quarter of the population is a step away from famine. Now, nearly 30,000 Gazans have been killed during the Israeli military offensive, and the wholesale destruction of the food system in Gaza leaves the entire population of 2.2 million people dependent on foreign assistance for survival. The USAID's Bureau for Humanitarian Assistance, that's the agency's lead responder to disasters, conflicts, and crises worldwide, has a new director, Sonali Cordy. Last year, the Bureau responded to 76 crises in 64 countries and is managing billions of dollars in emergency programming. We wish her well on this assignment. President Biden has taken a step that both Democrats and Republicans have been urging for months. He's tapped a senior troubleshooter to help prevent one of Africa's largest countries from spiraling deeper into civil war, ethnic cleansing, and humanitarian catastrophe. The job is going to Tom Perriello, a former Democrat representative from Virginia, who has very little experience in Sudan, though he has served as special envoy to Africa's Great Lakes region. Staying in Africa, donors must act fast and act now to halt the slide towards famine in Ethiopia. The warning comes as fears grow of a repeat of the infamous Ethiopian famine of the 1980s, despite the signing over 15 months ago of an agreement between the Ethiopian government and Tigray intended to end a three-year conflict. Burkina Faso becomes the second country after Cameroon to roll out the new malaria vaccine, RTSS, into its routine immunization programs, giving children protection from the mosquito-spread disease. There are now two approved new malaria vaccines. The RTSS vaccine was recommended in 2021 for use by the World Health Organization, and that's the first vaccine developed against the parasite. 20 African countries plan to introduce one of the jabs this year. There's good news on the original vaccine's efficacy. Last year, phase 3 study results of R21 immunizations in Burkina Faso, Kenya, Mali, and Tanzania found it offered an average of 78% vaccine efficacy in the first year. That's considered uniquely high. No other vaccine has reported over 55% efficacy in the same age group. So on that good news, I look forward to speaking with you next month.